It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. New details are emerging about the Enbridge Energy Line 6 oil spill in the town of Oakland, which is in south-central Wisconsin in Jefferson County.
In November, the Canadian pipeline operator issued a report to the State Department of Natural Resources stating that 2 gallons of crude were spilled because of a valve failure at its pump station.
Then, 10 days ago, Enbridge revised that amount. The oil spill had grown to about 69,000 gallons.
We're getting an update now on how Enbridge and the DNR are handling the spill and the potential impact on surrounding communities.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter covering energy and the environment. Danny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
So fill us in on this spill and what went wrong at Enbridge's Cambridge pump station.
Yeah, so what we know is that on November 11th, Enbridge reported a spill from a valve that was leaking below the ground at their Line 6 pump station in the town of Oakland. And basically, an Enbridge technician spotted oil on the ground, and it was discovered after excavating the site that an aging gasket had degraded and loosened over time, causing crude oil to leak underground.
It has since been fixed. Oil is not still leaking. Is that correct?
Yeah. State and federal regulators, along with Enbridge, say oil is no longer leaking.
How could the spill go from 2 gallons in November to nearly 70,000 gallons in about a month? Was that a surprising turn?
Well, according to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, you know, they say they deal with hundreds of spills each year, and it's not uncommon for the amount of these releases to change over time as investigations unfold. And in this case, you know, it was originally reported around 2 gallons, but then as Enbridge conducted work, you know, that number obviously grew. And they, you know, conducted a groundwater and soil investigation that began on the 10th. And then a couple of days later, they realized that it had grown to that 69,000 gallon threshold that you mentioned before.
Can you step back for us and tell us a bit about Enbridge Line 6, where this pipeline travels, what it carries?
Yeah, this pipeline runs about 465 miles from Superior to Griffith, Indiana. It carries light, medium, and heavy crude oil, and it's been in operation for more than 50 years.
So did a monitoring system fail here? Why was it just discovered by someone and not some type of technology that would have alerted that there was a failure?
Yeah, that's a good question, Kate. You know, I asked the company about that because there was an indication that there was a leak detection system here on Line 6 that failed to detect the spill. And their response when I asked them that question was that their leak detection system also includes these visual inspections. And so in that respect, they were successfully able to identify the spill.
What has the response been from the state DNR?
Well, the state DNR was notified the same day that Enbridge discovered the spill. And so since that time, they've been working with the company on aspects of response and the investigation into the spill and coordinating with local officials and other federal, state, and local and tribal agencies on that.
And so obviously working in tandem with other agencies, what happens in an oil spill investigation? Can you kind of walk us through the steps?
Yeah, there's kind of a lot of steps involved. You know, that includes the initial notification, which goes out again to a variety of agencies. That includes the EPA and Wisconsin Emergency Management, and Jefferson County was notified. At least their emergency management was notified. And then there's the response itself, you know, where they're going to the site, making repairs, digging up the soil, and they've installed a number of temporary groundwater monitoring wells, and they're continuing to have regular meetings to update on any new information that comes to light.
And through the investigation, will the investigators know how long this pipeline has been leaking?
You know, that's kind of unclear. I don't know if they'll be able to determine how long it was leaking. What we do know is that the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, or PHMSA, said the amount of volume released indicates that a leak was ongoing for an extended period of time. As for a specific time frame, I don't think we can say.
And you talked with Enbridge's Director of Midwest Region Operations, Paul Eberth, last week about the spill. Let's take a listen.
There was a release here. No release is acceptable, but the safety mechanisms in place at this pump station worked as designed. No impacts occurred off our property to environmental resources or anyone's drinking water resources.
And going a little bit further there, no impact on anyone's drinking water resources. So that indicates the spill has not affected groundwater?
Yeah, well, at least offsite, right? We know that there are going to be impacts to groundwater in the immediate area of Enbridge's property. The extent and the scope of that is still being determined. But we do know from sampling so far that there's been no evidence of groundwater contamination beyond its property based on sampling that was done of a nearby unnamed creek, a wetland area, Lake Ripley, and two private wells. But again, monitoring is ongoing.
And Paul Eberth says there that this pump station worked as designed, but that doesn't seem to indicate then that the spill went undetected. How could that work as designed?
I think what he's referring to in that specific instance is that they were able to isolate the pump station, meaning, this pump station is used to boost the pressure in the pipeline to send oil through it. And so what they were able to do in this instance is they were able to identify that the leak was on piping with the pump station itself. So they were able to isolate that pump station, shut it down, and they also shut down the pipeline for a short period of time. And so once they identified where that leak was coming from, they were able to send oil back through that line, bypassing the pump station, and then continuing those repairs. And I believe that happened within 2 days' time that they were able to make those repairs.
We're talking with WPR reporter Danielle Kading about an oil spill in Jefferson County. Earlier this month, nearly 70,000 gallons of crude was confirmed to have spilled from Enbridge's Line 6 pipeline in the town of Oakland. How you mentioned the soil, how will Enbridge handle the remediation? What will this cleanup look like?
Yeah, so Enbridge has used what they called a hydrovac equipment to get at the contaminated soil around their piping at the pump station. They've removed around 3,000 tons of contaminated oil or contaminated soil so far, and they may need to use some other cleanup techniques to get at contaminated soil underneath the pump station itself. The company couldn't say just how long its cleanup may take, but I believe about 60% of the spill has been cleaned up so far.
You also talked with the chapter director of Sierra Club Wisconsin, Elizabeth Ward, and let's take a listen to what Ward had to say about this spill.
DNR needs to be much more proactive in finding out what's going on with these spills, and that's just especially true now as DNR continues to give Enbridge more permits to build more pipeline infrastructure.
Can you build that out for us with Enbridge getting more permits to build more pipeline infrastructure and how this will affect the Line 5?
Yeah, so what she's talking about there, as you're alluding to, Kate, is that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources awarded key permits for its proposed Line 5 reroute, which runs across northern Wisconsin and through the Bad River Tribes Reservation. The reroute would actually move it, the pipeline, around the reservation. And so, the concerns of environmental groups is, one, that these permits were issued just several days after this spill was detected. And so they say that raises concerns about whether or not Enbridge can meet the conditions that have been set forth in those permits to protect wetlands and waterway as they build their proposed reroute. They're looking at this from a holistic perspective. Basically, their concerns are, too, that the agency needs to be much more involved when looking at these types of projects, not only just in spill response, but in evaluating these proposals. You know, one, I think it was Elizabeth that mentioned that Enbridge, in her mind, as a tactic where they just bury regulators in paperwork, mm-hmm. making it difficult for them to assess whether or not their plans actually meet state standards. And we do know that, you know, the DNR has struggled to have adequate staffing in some instances since we've seen budget cuts over the years, mm-hmm. reduced staffing. And so I think there's a concern there that maybe the agency doesn't have the staff or resources to keep track of projects like this and, you know, thoroughly evaluate permits, even though the agency has said that they are confident that their permits complied with state law.
Were there concerns about the timeliness of communication about this oil spill?
Yes. Environmental groups like Midwest Environmental Advocates and Sierra Club have criticized the DNR for not being more transparent about the spill, given the timing of when those permits were released for Line 5, and also the fact that it was over a month before people learned of the spill. But again, the DNR has said in this instance, because initially the observations showed that this was a small spill, that they felt that would not have warranted that level of public notification, since they deal with hundreds of spills a year. It for them was kind of like an issue of timing, where if it had been bigger at the outset, it would have triggered that public notification. But because the situation has evolved over time, we're just now learning about that.
Danny, thank you so much for the update. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter covering energy and the environment. She gave us an update there on how Enbridge and the state DNR are handling an oil spill in Jefferson County as the investigation continues into the Line 6 spill.